The waiting room at the Eisner Pediatric and Family Medical Center is buzzing today. About 3 dozen people, half of them children, sit on benches waiting for nurses to call them into clean, white hallways with green door trim. A sign above each reception desk declares that no one will be denied immunizations because of inability to pay. But about a third of Eisner's funding comes from Medi-Cal, California's division of federal Medicaid. Because of both state and federal cuts, they may need to start looking for money somewhere else. Luis McCarthy is the CEO and president of the Community Clinic Association of Los Angeles County. It comprises 47 centers like Eisner.
And these clinics are ground zero when it comes to the health of the communities that they serve. And that makes it absolutely unacceptable to consider these types of cuts at a time when we're trying to get our economy back on track and our communities thriving.
Federal stimulus money ran out in California this summer, and the Affordable Care Act won't take effect until 2014. And the Congressional Supercommittee reevaluating the federal deficit may cut Medicare money from that bill. Congresswoman Judy Chu represents California's 32nd District. She's worried that the Supercommittee's cuts to Medicare will be too ambitious, at the expense of Los Angelinos who frequent clinics like Eisner.
I don't like what I'm hearing about having $3 trillion worth of cuts, which is twice as much as what they are mandated to do. That concerns me greatly, and so that's why I think it's important for everybody to raise their voices right now.
The California Medical Association has already filed a lawsuit against California's budget action, and the Supercommittee should announce their cuts in the next 2 weeks. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.